This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
It will change the story of your life forever. Everything here is speaking. May your spiritual ears remain open. Life and light from those ministrations, life and light from those testimonies, life and light from the convention choir. Everything is speaking. So let him that have ears, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches. May your ears be open tonight. As God begins to add to all that you have heard since morning today, and turning every issue of your life into testimony. And so shall it be. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Speak to us tonight uniquely. Appear to every one of us by your word tonight. Let your appearance be an experience of a lifetime. Take all the glory. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Master, did you not sow good seed into thy field? Has he grown tears? An enemy has done this. How did he get the room? Why men slept. His enemy came and sowed tears. Why men slept? Why men slept? A sleeping state is a defenseless state. It's a helpless stage. Tonight we'll be combating the spirit of slumber. Amen. Amen. Every captive shall be free from the siege of the spirit of slumber. Why men slept? He couldn't do that while they were awake. Why they slept? He sowed evil seed into their heart. Therefore, grace to stay awake spiritually all the days of your life from now, receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and get seated, please. Waging war against spiritual slumber. And verse 10 to 12. Isaiah 29, please. Verse 10 to 12. For the Lord has poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep and has closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, as he covered. and the vision of all this as the words of a book. That is seed which men deliver to him that's learned and saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I cannot, because it is sealed. And the book is delivered to a man that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I'm not learned. It's a world of blindness, a world of darkness and gloominess, by reason of the spirit of slumber. It's a deadly spirit. Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. So a spiritually sleeping state is defined out there as a deadly state. It's a deadly state. A sleepy man is helplessly helpless. That's why we need to be awake tonight. As we wage war against spiritual slumber. No one, no matter how skillful he may be in driving, if he goes asleep on the steering, calamity is inevitable. There's a race set before us, and a race means or leaves us with a task to run. You can never imagine winning a prize dozing in a race. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. That we run with patience the race that is set before us. Now write the visions and run with it. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. No matter how anointed, sleeping on a steering, driving, equals death. Waiting to happen. In the same vein, every believer in a state of slumber is undertaking a deadly state, a deadly risk. A deadly risk. Ephesians 5:14. Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Most crises that believers suffer today can be traceable to spiritual slumber. Again, Matthew 13, 24 to 26. Why men slept. His enemy came and sowed evil seed and went his way. And this innocent individual begins to work in things he didn't want to. We must therefore stay awake spiritually to drive safe on the highway of life. If you are sleepy and identify who to marry based on biblical standards, you have registered for accidents. Accidents. Stay awake. Stay awake. with your eyes closed, you just move into a place that God has not ordained you to go, it becomes an uphill task. You are gasping. For I will appoint to you a place. Where you will not suffer any more affliction. 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 10. Moreover, I will appoint for my people, Israel, and I will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own. You have your own place ordained by God. I'll move no more, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as at former time. Stay awake. One wrong step can wreck a whole destiny. Stay awake. Stay awake. People are walking out of drugs by the power of God, and you are going into it. Stay awake. Stay awake. I've never seen one responsible person on drugs in my life. And they know they are not. They know they are not. Why invest your time, your resources in what does not profit anybody? Stay awake. Even unbelievers who are sound in their decision making, don't go into it. A sleeping state is a deadly stage. We must stay awake spiritually to drive safe on the highway of life. Now we have a long list of giants of faith that went asleep in their walk with God at one point or another and had to pay very dearly for it. Some never made it. Access and engagement with the fired world will keep any believer awake under all situations and circumstances. I say I will not speak of him anymore, but his word, Jeremiah 20 verse 9, was as fire shot up in my bones, and I could not forbear. It keeps you going. And the enfired world, the enfired world will keep a believer going, keep him awake. You can't carry fire in your bones and go asleep. Where you are seated, would you raise your right hand and say, Lord, grant me an encounter with the enfired world tonight. I don't want to remain a victim of spiritual slumber. Is my word not as fire? Jeremiah 23 and verse 29. His word is fire. God's word carries a multi-dimensional mission within it. According to Isaiah 55 and verse 1 and 2, the word is water for our refreshing. It's milk for our growth. In Isaiah 54 and verse 14, is strong meat for our strength. by milk, by wine, it's wine to keep us intoxicated in our pursuit of God. It's butter and honey to help us make sound decisions in life. Isaiah 7, verse 14 and 15. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to choose the good and refuse the evil. So it's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Psalm 119 and verse 105. Like I said, it is the fire of God that keeps us going in season and out of season. This fire of the world is the answer to the spirit of slumber. You encounter the fire of the world, it keeps you going like a roller coaster. Unstoppable. No stopping, no parking, you just keep going. I remember finding myself in that village when I was 19, and I said, which church is in this town? He said, none. And I knelt down, that's not my business. I was going to be there for 72 days. Jesus, see that I do not leave this village the way I met it. Come and say, fire. Fire. It keeps you going. May you encounter such fire tonight. Yeah. Have I ever needed encouragement once? And I can tell you, I've fought many battles. You can't keep fire in your bones and go asleep. We have been in the realm of the water and the milk and the honey and the light. It's time to step up into the realm of the unfired world. When that word comes, it sets you in motion. Hear this. And the Spirit enter into me when he speak unto me. And what is that Spirit? Or who is that Spirit? The Holy Ghost and fire. It entered into me when he speak unto me and set me upon my feet. It always sets people upon their feet. No matter how anointed you are for sleep, when you're on your feet, sleeping is overcome. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. You have to lie down horizontal for sleep to have a hold on your life. But the fire of God keeps you on your feet. Ezekiel 2:2, Matthew 3:11 and 12. This baptism of fire keeps you on your feet. It keeps you going. It's amazing. And how much more will God give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? So you can ask God, as I get to your word, give me encounter with the fired word. I want an encounter with the fired word. I want an encounter with the Holy Ghost fired word. How much more will God give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? Now watch. Now Jesus is the rod of God. And Leviticus chapter 6 and verse 12 and 13, the priest shall lay wood on it every morning. So God's word is wood. Praise God. And the Holy Ghost is fire. So when the fire of the Holy Ghost broods on the word and fires it into you, it gets into your bones. I said, see the word as the wood, because Jesus is the rod of God. The rod is a dry stuff. And see, the Holy Ghost as the fire of God. So when the Holy Ghost broods on the wood of the world, fire erupts. And as that fire is fired into your heart, it goes down to your bones to keep you awake. It's your turn.
Amen.
It's your turn.
Amen.
You never tell the story in your life when you used to be on God's side. No one among us here will end up his life in regrets. By getting on fire for God, the principal prescription for staying awake, stay on fire by the on fire war, and you stay awake. Watch the following giants, how they became victims of the spirit of slumber. Delilah made Samson to sleep on her lap and turned that giant to a toy in the hands of his enemy, which led to his shameful death. One man, general of Israel, it will fight a war alone and win. It was an impossible enemy to all the adversaries of God's people. In a sleepy state, he crashed like a pack of cars. It has left many wounded, the spirit of slumber, and has slain many. Stay awake. Stay awake. Judges chapter 16 and verse 1 to 21. The next example was Saul the king, who fell into a deep sleep in the war front. David and his men got to the cave where this giant was sleeping, cut the skirt of his robe. He led 3,000 men into the front. All of them were asleep. David cut the skirt of his robe and said to him, "Live long, O king. The Lord delivered me into your hand tonight, but I spared you. Why are you listening to people that said I was against you? I had the power to kill you, but I restrained myself." A sleepy state is a deadly state. 3,000 men slept. They were to lose their captain. For the mercy of God at work in David. A sleepy state is a deadly state. 1 Samuel 24, 11 to 12. David must have been spiritually asleep when Bathsheba caught his attention. Remember, David maintained a schedule of 3 times of prayer a day and 7 times of praise. But he took vacation from those and was walking lazily on the top of his house, and he saw a woman having a bath. He was asleep. That was the blemish on his legacy. 1 Kings 15 and verse 5. He did what was right in the sight of God, except in the case of Bathsheba. A spot, a blemish, in a sleepy state. And then come down to Solomon. He lost all his brain. Because in the hand of a worldish woman, a man is a piece of paper. Paper has no brain. Paper has no brain. He lost all the endowments of God to a sleepy state. All. He went after certain women. And they turned his heart from God. My God. The man who prayed on the glory in the temple was crawling before his shrine. He went asleep. No matter the anointing anybody may carry, you go asleep, you're a dead man. And God raised adversaries against Solomon for the rest of his life. The man of peace began to fight war and war. Saklom break tanoratis karado shangenopa. I'd like you to pick these things up, please. Staying awake is not to the benefit of anybody, but to your benefit. To your benefit. Staying awake is not anybody's S benefit, but your benefit. We saw these pace setters, record breakers, in Joel chapter 2 and verse 1. A day was coming, he said, a day of darkness and gloominess. A day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong, there has never been ever the like, neither shall there be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. End time army. A fire devouring before them. And a flame bonnet. The land before them was like the Garden of Eden, and behind them a desolate wilderness, and yea, nothing shall escape them. You know, can we imagine any bold lion walking into fire? They will silence all the forces of hell without stress. The stronger lion will burn into ashes if he just fire. He sees fire and says, no, that's not my area. I can't go there. Men on fire. They say the unsayable. They think the unthinkable. The fire is the one moving them. Fire has no concern for barriers. It just keeps burning. Keeps burning. May each one begin to experience an encounter with the enfired world. Genuine encounter with the enfired world. John came as a shining and a burning light. Praise God. Shining and burning. Not electronics, more fire that people put in the room. It's not ordinary fire, it's a consuming fire. What is it? He said, the Lord thy God is what? And the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was God. So, the fire of the world is a consuming fire. It consumes every barrier on the path of a man to secure his place. The end time army shall be men and women on fire. Not religious folks. You have to push to go to church. You have to be walking and trekking after 6:30, coming to the service. Young people, what do you do when you are old? They say, arrive here, something to them. You are just checking. No Bible, no note. Young people, where are you going? Where are you going? And then you leave the meeting. You can't even tell what was said. At your stage. My God. You can't treat God's word with levity and expect to return with dignity. No. Again, the good news is the church is taking the stage.
Amen.
The end time church is taking the stage globally.
Amen.
Every barrier will crumble on their own accord.
Amen.
Nothing can stop God from having his way, and nothing can stop God's agenda from having his way. In the precious name of Jesus, no one here shall be left out.
Amen.
I say, you shall not be left out.
Amen.
You shall not be left out.
Amen.
You shall not be left out.
Amen.
Solomon lost it all. Now we had Demas, an associate of Paul. He fell into a trap of the love of this world in his sleepy state. He said, Demas has departed from me, having loved this present world. He lost his place in ministry, having loved this present world. He lost his place in ministry, having lost his present world, this present world. Whosoever loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. So love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. What things are in the world? The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. They are not of the Father. And the things of this world will pass away, but he that doeth the will of God shall abide what? Forever. Thank you, Jesus. May tonight mark the end of the siege of spiritual slumber in your life. From 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2, he said, the Spirit of God speaks expressly. In the later times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. We are in those last days where people speak to please you so as to trap you. You can't catch a rat without putting a bait. With enticing words of man's wisdom. What you do does not matter. God just loves you anyhow. Once you are saved, you are saved. Only your body can commit sin. Your spirit cannot commit sin. Caution! Caution. He said, you have not resisted sin to the point of blood. Hebrews 12:4. To the point of blood. What you don't resist has a right to remain. Resist the devil and his works, and he will flee from you. But they want you to be comfortable and be a good pastor. Well, the grace of God covers the sins of the past, the present, and the future. Go ahead. Go ahead. You don't need to do anything. You are God's righteousness. But remember, the same one that made you righteous made you rich. Why must you give to experience his riches? Why? It's all gifts. It's all gifts. I have this provision for you, and these are the conditions to realize them. There are conditions. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. Let no man deceive you. No unrighteous man shall inherit the kingdom of God. And he listed what it means by unrighteousness. So it's not something fabricated. Amen. He listed it. If you are in it, you know, you are not going to heaven. You are not prepared for it. You can't be walking against where you say you are going. No. This is the most fertile season of your life. Amen. This is the foundational days of your life. Amen. If you sell your birthright, you bite your finger. God forbid. You sell your birthright to momentary pleasure, you bite your finger in the days ahead. God forbid. God forbid. God forbid. And can I have you say, I also forbid? Because the choice is yours. The choice is yours. When the Holy Ghost comes, it comes like the refiner's fire to clear off all the debris in our lives so that our offerings can be pleasant and acceptable to God. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1 to 5. So it's the refiner's fire. When that fire gets into you, it burns off the chaffs of your life. Come on now. You know the good news? This end time, the word says, and a child shall lead them. What is it? We are in the days of youth taking the stage by virtue of depth and quality of their work with God. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example. Otherwise, they despise it. Can't be a ruffian and expect them to consider you for anything. Praise God. No. Let no man despise that you will be an example of believers. Of believers. So it will be men and women, young men and women, who are exemplary believers that will rule. You have the opportunity if you will choose to be. The good news is, no one here will end his life in regret. Amen. You will not end your life in regret. Amen. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 14. I have written unto you, Father. I have written unto you, Father, because you have known him that's from the beginning. Now watch. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong. You are in your era of strength. May you not misuse your strength. The word of God abides in you. You are in your era of encounters with revelation in all its dimensions, including the environment of the world. And you have overcome. So you are in your era of overcoming the challenges that wreck destiny. You are in that stage of your life. Amen. So he came down. Love not the world. You want to be part of that. You don't want to lose your son. Not the things of the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is under him. The things that are in the world include the loss of the eyes, the loss of the flesh, and the pride of life. These things are not of God. And the world passes away. For he that doeth the will of God shall abide forever. So it's your choice to make. It's your choice to make. Scripture further states that perilous times shall arise in the end time as men become lovers of their own selves, covetous, never enough, boasters, I'm there, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Why? Because the mystery of iniquity has descended to wreck as many destinies as are available. The parents of many don't mean anything to them. They are just like, hey, what's the matter? Where are you going? Why are you asking me? Okay, who are you? Who brought you there by grace? Did you send yourself to school? 99.9% of you, you were sent to school. 99.9. Young ladies, you're asking your mother, is my food ready? Your food ready? How? She's now your cook. You see, all these things, they are traces of the end time saga. They are there to cut short great destinies. Your destiny will not be cut short. He said, from such who are in it, turn away. Otherwise, they turn you away. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 1 to 5. We have these prophetic warnings contained in Revelation 2, chapters 2 and 3, which represent the spiritual state of the church from God's view and what the church needs to do to come out of them. Remember, this thing, the reason for time, the reason for our learning, we upon hope the end of the age has come. Let's check the prophetic warnings to these seven churches of Asia. Please note as we begin that in the last days, according to the word, iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The seven churches of Asia as contained in the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3, is a picture of the characteristics of the end time church. There was a pertinent call to the churches to repent of their sins to avoid calamities. Now let's look at the following warnings. The church of Ephesus, have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except you repent. Revelation 2, 4 and 5. Except you repent. Question. Is your first love still there? When you first met the Lord, for those of us who have really met the Lord, the first love you had for God, you're stepping out for Him with all zeal and zest. Is He still there? Say, repent, or remove your candlestick. The church of Smyrna was plagued with ignorance. I know there was, and tribulation, and poverty. But thou art rich, but you don't know. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and they are not, which recognize, but are the synagogues of Satan. But you don't know what is invested into you. You have not come to realize your worth in redemption. It's the reason behind your afflictions. Reason behind your poverty, your plagues. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You are planted on the most fruitful hill with a choice vine. But now nothing is coming out of it. And they said, my people are going to captivity because they have no knowledge. Their honorable men are famished. They dry up because they have no knowledge. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 1 to 13. Ignorance is a disease. My people perish because they have no knowledge. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. They are going to captivity because they have no knowledge. Isaiah 5 and verse 13. And now the church of Pergamos, repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Repent. The church of Thyatira, I gave her space to repent of her fornication. She repented not. I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. I gave her space. I remember God saying, these 10 times you have provoked me, I won't take it again. So God is counting. But if anybody cares to turn genuinely, he will write off his past. Ezekiel 18 and verse 21 to 24. He will write off his past as if it never happened. When the wicked turns from his wickedness, God will forget the wickedness that he has done, and in the righteousness in which he finds him, in that will he bless him. But if a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and begins to commit iniquity, God will forget the righteousness that he has done, and he will pay for what he's doing now. So everybody has the opportunity. But within the space of time, we saw how Esau sought with tears, but found no room for repentance. Time had lapsed. Maybe somebody's own is number 10, remaining one. Remaining one. You are hearing this word tonight. Jesus, rescue me. I can't continue like this. I don't want the time to run out on me, Jesus. I don't want the time to run out on me, Jesus. I don't want the time to run out on me, Jesus. You remember Judas repented, but it was too late. He cast the money down. Hey, I'll be betrayed the innocent one. They said, see through. And he took the money and bought a place for burying people. He repented too late. He repented too late. Don't sell off your destiny. It's too precious. Don't sell off your destiny. It's too precious. Activity is not going to be a substitute for sanctification. No. In the precious name of Jesus, today must mark the end of toying with your destiny. Amen. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. The church of Philadelphia was a commended church. He said, but I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, lest no man take thy crown. For those who by grace are experiencing a right standing and right living with God, grace to hold fast till he comes. Receive it now. Amen. Grace to hold fast that no man takes your crown. Receive it now. Amen. Revelation 3, 7 to 13 and verse 11 in particular. The church of Sardis, I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest, but are dead. You have your name on the register, but you are dead. Remember therefore how that thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt watch, thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Revelation 3 and verse 1 to 6. Remember in 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 6, and she that lives in worldly pleasure is dead while he liveth. You have a name that thou art alive, but you are dead. You are dead. You have a name that you are alive, but you are dead. And what is it about? Living in worldly pleasure at the expense of the truth makes a dead believer. A dead believer. A dead believer. A dead believer. Somebody's story has just changed. You'll never be lifted among the dead anymore. And then the Laodicean church, a church of self-conceited people. I know their words were neither cold nor hot. I would have you are cold or hot, but because you are, because thou said, I'm rich, I'm increasing goods, and I've need of nothing. And knowest not that thou art wretched, I'm miserable, I'm poor, I'm blind, and naked. Now, this applies to us here very specially, because by the grace of God and the word of life, most of our parents have scaled heights here and there. Some youths are just eyeing what their parents have and wish that they die someday so they can divide it. Wealth gotten by vanity shall diminish. Proverbs 13:11. But he that gathers by labor shall increase. Inheritance will never give anybody a place in destiny. We never give anyone a place in destiny. Success, impact, they are not transferable. Accomplishment is not transferable. If your father is a heavyweight wrestling champion, can you take his belt and go to the ring? They say, why? I say, I'm the firstborn. I inherited the belt. They now challenge you, say, yes, I'm ready. When they throw you down, you gather your parts. Straight. You can't inherit anybody's accomplishment. Many great names have gone beyond, and there is no trace of that greatness anywhere. No trace. No trace. I'm rich. I've need for nothing. Even parents are telling their children, you don't have to do any work. You don't have to do anything. You know, I've labored for you. What a yes statement. What a yes statement. Praise God. In my place, they know your father dash you. It doesn't carry honor. It doesn't carry glory. But every one of you here, you'll be far greater than your parents. Because every new generation is ordained an improvement on the previous. Every new generation is an improvement. He said, one generation shall serve you to another and declare the mighty work. So the work keeps increasing and enlarging as you commit to serving. It is serving that gives people impact. It's not inheriting something. Praise God. When I was 25, I told my old man, I said, when you are dying, whatever belongs to me, give it to the others. I will not need it. He said, why are you saying that? I said, that's what I feel like saying. I will not need it. I will not need it. It's time to wake up and take responsibility. It's time to wake up and take responsibility. Somebody should have just changed. Yeah. You are that one. Congratulations. Yeah. I said congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. Every one of you will build houses for your parents. Yeah. It will be greater than the one they are in right now. He said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Revelation 3, 7 to 13. If you know the worth of the riches I have in store for you, you will know that you are poor now. If you know the enviable future I have in store for you, you will know that you are not anywhere yet, and you can't be there by strength. Just follow me, and you get there. When you encounter the empowered war, it empowers you to occupy till it comes. And when you do, your level keeps changing from one level of glory to another. He gave them 10 talents, a talent per each servant, And he came back, and one has made 10 more. He gave him authority over 10 cities. The other one made 5, gave him authority over 5 cities. And he went away again. And he was coming back again. So if you will care to occupy till he comes, your levels will not stop changing from glory to glory. You'll never suffer stagnation in your life. That my son who testified sent about 50 applications to different organizations. And he heard me say, there is nothing in doing nothing. At 3,000 to start laundry business. Under 1 year. Just stay awake. Opportunities are bound to keep you productively engaged if you care to be awake. One of our young graduates at Covenant, after we concluded TTG program, she came and met me by the car and brought me a pair of shoes. He said, "Sir, this is what I do for business." He said, "I just pray to size you." I said, "Well, I will force it." The packaging, if they said they brought it in from UK, you won't doubt it. Excellent spirit. Excellent spirit. Can't be found on your mommy's lap. Doing what? Doing what? Doing what? Occupy till I come, and I won't stop changing your levels. Engage productively. You won't be stagnated for once. And from that little laundry business, you can't tell what will come out of it later. They are now making investment. It has started. It has started. It has started. That my little daughter is making shoes. And you know I wear white, so he made white for me. Amen. And he's just finishing. This is what I do for business. Would she need a job from anywhere? No. She has created one. She can't do that business alone. She must have one or two or three people that join her in doing it. None of you will be stranded in life. Occupy till I come also implies keep serving me faithfully, fruitfully, consistently, tirelessly. I won't stop changing your level. Can I hear your amen? It doesn't lie. God is not a man that should lie. Numbers 23 verse 19. The son of man that should repent. It's your turn at last. It's your turn at last. May this empowered word find a place in your life. And may it keep you going for life. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your right hand, everyone. And give God thanks in your seated position for the encounter of tonight. Give God thanks. Lord, I thank you for giving me an encounter with the empowered world tonight. That will keep me awake and deliver me from the trap of the spirit of slumber. I refuse to be cast down by the spirit of slumber. I escape tonight by the power of your word. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. There are people here tonight that need to turn their life over to Christ and do it genuinely from the depth of their heart. and begin to enjoy the blessedness of the kingdom. Except a man is born again, he cannot see what the kingdom offers. And as far as your eyes can see, until you will I give it. An unborn child cannot see. He doesn't know which country he is. He doesn't know where he is in town. Until one is born again, he cannot see anything. He cannot see anything. He lives in a dark world. And when you are born again, you begin to see. You are here tonight to let me to pray with you to be born again and become a child of God. I begin on these covenant highways of life. Wherever you are, stand to your feet and I'll pray with you. That applies to all of our various locations around the world at this time. Wherever you are, you want to say, Jesus, save my soul tonight. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. And stand to your feet. There are also people here tonight that need to rededicate their life to Christ. You have been hearing the word of life since morning. And you want to say, Jesus, I want to return full force back to you. I don't want to have a name that I'm alive when I'm dead. Jesus, I'm dedicating my life to you tonight. Wherever you are, stand to your feet also. And I pray with you. I'm rededicating my life to you tonight, Jesus. I'm rededicating my life to you tonight, Jesus. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. That applies to all the various locations around the world where we are gathered together tonight. Including those who are on their private devices, wherever they may live. You want to say, Jesus, I'm rededicating my life to you tonight. I don't want to remain a broken up branch. Because he's dead, it's only a matter of time. I'm reconnecting tonight. For everyone standing for this cause around the world at this time, please move towards the altar area very fast. Move very quickly. Thank God for the fired wall tonight. 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 You are coming, move very fast, move very fast, move very fast. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All of us before the altar of the Lord around the world at this time, please bow your heads, put your right hand on your chest, and pray this prayer of faith after me from the depth of your heart. You can stop filling those forms. Right? Put your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me, saying, Lord Jesus, save my soul. Forgive me all my sins. I repent of them tonight, and I believe you for my forgiveness. I believe you died for me on the third day. You rose again to set me free from the power of sin and Satan to serve the living God. Tonight I accept you as my Lord and my Savior, and I believe my sins are now forgiven, and I have eternal life. I'm now a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me back to the faith. By your grace, I shall serve you all the days of my life. Sin shall no more have dominion over me. I've escaped tonight from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. I shall no longer be afflicted by the powers of darkness anymore in my life. I refuse to sell off my destiny. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now be blessed in the name of Jesus. I cover every one of you standing with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Covered against all satanic assaults. And the grace that brought you in here tonight, may that same grace abide with you and keep you going for Christ all the days of your life. Before next year's convention, you are singing a new song. Watch out from tonight. Every wrong association will be scared at you. Your deliberate choice to break off every unhealthy association will put a final end to it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever keeps a man out of the kingdom, you will not be found with it. The choice you have made tonight will last you your lifetime. And you will make it through to heaven. At the end of a most colorful life. In Jesus' precious name. Congratulations, congratulations, and congratulations. Please complete those forms right now. Complete those forms right now and pass them to the officials as you wait for the instructions that will be required. Come on, give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. 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 Amen.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.